name's Maurice Goodwin. We are at the moment at Rainworth Patang Club. We call it Patang, the French call it Bull, French Bulls. I went on holiday to Spain and I saw them playing on the beach an hour ago and I rather fancied it. And then when I come back from Spain having played, I decided to look for a club that I could join. 5 days a week I was doing 18 miles each way, so I thought I'll look for somewhere around here. I went to the welfare and asked them if they're going to land, and they brought me down here, showed me this, and I got it for a 25-year lease. It was just a dump. People were dumping garden rubbish on here, fencing, anything. And I started building on the 19th of November 2015 with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. I was born in Bilsthorpe. I went to the mine first at Bilsthorpe and then I went in the army, come back, bought a house in Rainworth in 71 and went back down the mine at Rufford here. That's where I finished my working life at Rufford. And then since then I've started building this. I've been going along bit by bit. Most of the building I've done myself. I'm not working all the time building. But maintenance, that's just the same as building. But it took me 6 months to get the first 7-piece in action. I've now got 25-piece and we're looking to perhaps increase by another 25-piece and we are truly then international level. All the piece I've built here, they've all got shelters. Because sometimes you get done with sudden downpours, don't you? But as you can see, it took a long time to do. The biggest challenge is having the determination to keep going. I just plod on and do it, although I'm 82 years old now. No, it's all in my head. I haven't got any plans for anything. I used to be a charge and underground, and you've got to improvise and what have you as you go along. Plus, when I was young, I mean, we had no money at all. If I wanted a bike, I had to scrounge parts and make the bike and things like that. The first game was 23rd of April, 16. And to be honest, there was about 20 here playing in the first games, and I just had to sit down because it was a fruition of 6 months' hard work, and to see them playing on it, it just got to me a bit. This club now is designated a community project, which I've done right from the beginning, and nobody can make any money out of the club. Up to April last year, we had 100 members. With COVID and that, they've dropped off, etc., etc. But we're now operating with about 80 members. And we do enter leagues quite regularly. We have national events here, Banco de Monde. We have 32 teams here from all over England, Scotland and Wales. I could sit here quite happily, and if there's 40, 50 people playing, that's my delight. Although I do play. I'm not very good, but I do play. But there's a lot of people who would normally be sat at home on their own, but they come here now to do this. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're on for two. Anywhere up here.
I wanted you to hear that, because one of the things that I like about living in places like these is the sheer amount of craft and skill that has been learnt and stored through the different kinds of work that people have done. And how that can be put to such good use if people are given the right support. Right, let's carry on. You'll see in a moment that the path forks in two, and you need to head to the left so that we're walking parallel to the road, the bypass up to our right. The path will soon start to descend and you'll go through some gorse and rose hips and blackberries, Once you've walked down that dip, you'll see the path split again. Stop there and go to the next track, and I'll tell you which way we're going.